What should we do when tempted? What should we do if we fall? Padre Pio gives the answers. Stay tuned to find out.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, about the Capuchin monk, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos 3 times a week, on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. Lent is a time when we meditate on God's display of love to all of us, as seen in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son. The wage for our sin is death. Jesus died a painful death in our stead, so that we may live. We are all deserving of the death penalty, but Jesus paid that price for us. In honor of this great act of love, we set aside 40 days each year to pray more frequently, fast, do charitable acts, repent, and reflect on the passion, death, and resurrection of our Lord. Our goal is to renew our relationship with God. We may strive to achieve this by making efforts that strengthen our will, such as denying ourselves worldly pleasures, reading the Holy Scriptures instead of watching TV, learning a new prayer and incorporating it into our daily prayer routine, attending Mass more frequently, etc. But there is someone that will not like these extra efforts we make to honor our Lord, and that is the devil. So we should expect all sorts of temptations to come along that we did not have before. To help us in our struggles to become more holy, to help us in this battle, Padre Pio gave us 5 tips that will encourage us to continue fighting the good fight for our souls during Lent. Tip number 1. Do not be worried about tomorrow. Rather, just be good today. Do an act of goodness today. This is a great tip to keep us encouraged throughout these days of Lent. We must take these 40 days one day at a time. Lent is a struggle. Changing our habits is certainly hard. But if we fail today, we must get back up and try again tomorrow. Lent is a process, and we will certainly get better as it goes. Just focus on being your best today. Tip number 2. If fear makes you distressed, then say with St. Peter the Apostle, "Lord, save me." It takes humility to call out for help. We must set aside our pride and admit that we are helpless without God. If we ask for God's assistance, He will reach out to help us. Satan hates humility and loves pride. So a good practice during Lent would be to frequently fight against our pride by asking God for His help. Tip number 3. The demons, says Padre Pio, never sleep in order to lead us to damnation. But at the same time, our Lord will not abandon us, not even for an instant. And let's not forget that Our Lady is always within call. The devil and his demons hate us. It serves us no good to give in to temptation. I remember someone once said, "The devil cannot sell us hell, so he sells us the road to hell." But we should not despair. We know that our guardian angel is always by our side, regardless of whether we are aware of this or not. And as we mentioned in the previous point, we should frequently ask our Lord for His help, especially when we feel tempted. Tip number 4. Padre Pio says, we must be like spiritual bees, who bring only good things, honey and wax, to the hive. So we must strive to be good examples in our social circles and our homes, bringing peace and harmony, humility and piety. Saint James tells us, faith without works is dead. We must work on being good examples. Lent is not about trying to obtain consolation and sentiments, but rather offering them to others. This might be somewhat harder for those that fast. People tend to get grumpy when they're hungry. But this is precisely the moment when we should call for help from our spiritual allies, our guardian angel and Our Lady. And for our final tip, a penitent expressed to Padre Pio his fear of failing again. And so Padre Pio told him, "I will be with you. Do you think, my son, that I will let you fall again, a soul that I have raised? Go in peace and have confidence." We have to have confidence that God will help us. This involves the virtue of faith. When tempted, let's have confidence that God will help. This again involves the virtue of humility. So let's exercise faith in God and His Most Holy Mother this Lenten season and be confident that He will help. After all, He is the one who promised that He would be with us always, even until the end of time. So let's pray for each other during this Lenten season. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, click the reminder bell, and share with your friends to help promote our channel. But the best way to get involved in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. Just click the link in the description below. Check out the videos on the end screen and stay tuned for the next video on the life on Padre Pio titled, "When We Suffer, Our Hearts Beat with Jesus."